The founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message you will hear now, recorded during Dr. Jones' earthly ministry, illustrates his firm conviction that whatever the Bible says is so.
My friends, I bring you today the 34th message in a series of 52. And remember, we are endeavoring to make all these messages very practical. We are coming down to the earth. We're not talking so much about the sweet by and by, though we thank God there is a sweet by and by for all who trust Jesus Christ. We're not saying a great deal about heaven at this time, or hell either. We're talking to people who are saved, we hope. If you're not saved, we hope you'll trust Jesus and be saved. And we're trying to help you see in the Bible a little light along the road of life. You know, we read in the Bible, "The entrance of thy word giveth light." The entrance of thy word giveth light. Do you know, if you had a dark room and you wanted to look for something in that room, a thing that might be there, you turn on the light. You bring the light in there, maybe, and move around, look for something. Or you turn the light on an old drawer somewhere, you want to look for some papers, see? Now, the entrance of the word of God gives light. I could not understand the movement of time or nations without the Word of God. Everything about the future would be a guess if I didn't have the Bible. I don't have to guess about the future. Now, I don't know when something is going to happen. I can't tell you. But as I go through this world, I see light on the future. I know the day is coming when the devil is going to be chained in hell, and when the knowledge of God will fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. I know that. I don't know when that's going to be, but I know it's going to be. I know that someday, according to the Word of God, Jesus Christ is coming back. And in that day, His feet will stand upon the Mount of Olives. His feet will stand upon the Mount of Olives near Jerusalem. And He'll gather before Him the nations of this earth. And He'll reign on this earth for 1,000 years. Now, notice clearly, I'm going to try to give you a picture as I see it, as I believe it. And I believe what I'm saying to you now is a key to unlock so many things in the Bible, for the entrance of His Word giveth light. You know, I used to read when I was a boy about the coming of Jesus, and I used to be greatly disturbed about something, about the Lord coming back, and what's He going to do when He gets here. And I'd read about men fleeing the mountains and asking mountains to fall on them and hills to hide them, and I used to wonder as a little boy what it all meant. But you know, one day when I began to grow up, I got me a Bible. And by the way, I'm glad to mention the Bible I have, a Scofield Bible, worth more to me than any notes that I ever had in my life. And I hear people today condemning the Scofield Bible. I thank God for it. I thank God for what it led me into and how I came to understand. Then I fell into the hands of some preachers, and I found that some of those fellows were talking about things that I didn't know until I had received these Bibles and had begun to get a little light on the thing. Now, let's have a little simple, clear understanding if we can. Now, Jesus was here one time. Jesus went away, and Jesus is coming back. You read in Hebrews, He was here. That is, He has appeared. He now does appear, and He's going to appear. He came, He went away, He's coming back. Now, there's a sense in which Jesus Christ is not here now. He said that He would pray the Father, and the Father would send us another comfort, the Holy Spirit. Now, I know this is technical, and if you don't watch out, you'll get so interested in technicality, you'll lose a blessing. Now, He'd pray the Father and send us another comforter, and the Holy Spirit came. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ is up in heaven today, in exactly the same body He had when He went to the cross, except there's no blood in that body. Now, when He went to the cross, He poured out His blood on the cross for poor lost sinners. And then when He went back to heaven, He had the body of flesh and bone. He didn't say blood, but the body, as I've said to you before, could go through closed doors and could disappear out of sight, and yet He could sit down and men could touch Him, and He could take food in that body. Now, I don't understand that body. But the body is clearly set forth as a body without blood. It's a body of flesh and bone, and He went to heaven in that body. Now, as I'm talking to you over the radio, the Lord Jesus Christ is up at the Father's right hand. He's up there fulfilling His office as priest, interceding for you and me, paid the debt for us, So God can save us and be the just God and the justifier of all that trust Jesus Christ. All right. Now, someday Jesus Christ is coming back in that body, literally coming back. Same body, same hands, same feet. The feet that walk the dusty way of Palestine will someday stand on the Mount of Olives. Now, they'll be the same feet, but the blood that was in those feet when he was here the first time is gone, and he has a body, though, of flesh and bone, and he's coming back in that body. All right. Now, what is God doing now on this earth? Well, the program for God that we read about in the Acts of the Apostles, very clear, is that God is gathering out among the nations now a people for his name. He's gathering out all the world. There isn't one word in the Bible that ever makes it clear that this world is going to be saved in this dispensation. It says that God will gather out among the nations the people for his name, and then he will return and build the tabernacle of David, his fallen man. All right, now my work today is to help the saints going through this world and get sinners saved if possible, wherever I can, win them to Christ. That's the business of all us Christians. All right, now suppose while I'm talking now, Jesus Christ should suddenly come. Now remember for a minute, Jesus was never seen after he raised from the dead except by the anointed eyes of saved men. Now the last time he was seen, he was on a cross, mangled and bloody, dying for a lost world. When he rose from the dead, he was seen by the anointed eyes of saved people. Now, he went back to heaven in that body. Now, when he comes back, it's one coming. Let's understand it now. But it's drama in two acts. He doesn't come back to the earth in the first act. He comes down, and all who died in Christ are raised, and those who are living, who are Christians, have joined him in the air. And we go up into heaven, and our Lord judges us at the judgment seat of Christ, and he gives us our rewards. Now, that's just a reward for Christians. The wicked dead are not bad. Only those who are saved in that first act. Then, according to our understanding of the Bible, there's a tribulation period where there'll be trouble on this earth. Vials of wrath and bowls of wrath and cataclysmic curses and judgment will be poured out. Then, at the consummation of all that short period of time, then Jesus Christ comes back to this earth with his saints. We'll be with him, the dead that died in Christ are raised, living saints are translated. He'll come back to Jerusalem, and there will gather around him the nations of the world, and he'll judge them. Now, Christians, listen. You mark the movements around the Mediterranean. Things are moving very strangely there. The Jews are back there with their country and their government. They were scattered over the face of the earth, and they were brought back. So somebody asked Bismarck, to said, give me one word that'll make you believe the Bible. He said, Jew. Jew. Just one word. He said, Jew. The miracle of the ages has been the preservation of the Jewish race. So they're back there. All right. Now then, he comes back there. And in this tribulation period, while we were in heaven and the troubles on the earth, Jews, when the Antichrist set up his image and asked men to worship that image, and then they refused to worship it, the Jews do, because they're against idolatry, then they'll get their eyes open, the Bible says, and the nation will be born in a day. And then when Jesus comes back, those Jews that have gone out to say the message of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then he comes back and gathers before him. And those people then will come into his kingdom, and he'll reign on this earth. And according to Revelation, he'll reign 1,000 years. Somebody said, I don't believe in that word, Revelation. It's the only time it's mentioned, an obscure passage in an obscure book. Now, wait a minute. That's the only place that tells you how long that millennium will last. That just tells you how long it'll last. All through the Old Testament and in the New Testament, you're talking about a redeemed creation. You're talking about the knowledge of the Lord, come the earth as the waters cover the sea. All of that's in the Bible. Revelation just says it'll be 1,000 years. But all through the Old Testament, New Testament too, we read about that golden age. And then in 1,000 years of reign of righteousness. And then after that 1,000 years, the wicked dead are raised, and things look like they're dark again, and then what happens? Then there's to be a new heaven and a new earth. A new heaven and a new earth. Listen, men and women, you're on the winning side if you're Christians. Get your Bible down, dust it off, and go reading it. Listen, over all the darkness of the world, that Bible hangs a rainbow of hope. The only people in the world. I don't see how folks get along without faith in the Word of God and without the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Don't tell me things are all right in this world. I go all over the world. And it's a dark world, and it's been dark ever since it rejected Jesus Christ. It never was a very good world, because it walked out on God, and man built his own civilization, and it went to ruin. And man's incapable of doing the thing. Only God can do what needs to be done to fix it right. And that's what he's going to do. Listen, we've got something ahead of us, Christians. Keep looking up. Keep cheerful. Don't get depressed. Don't get blue. Don't get all down the mouth. Keep looking up. Now, a man said to me one time, he said, I don't know about all those details. All right, I said this. All right, whatever it is, you'll be all right if you're saved. The only man that's secure is a saved man. The only man that can be confident and hold up his head and go on through tribulation and trouble is a saved man. So never mind when the clouds gather. Just keep looking up. The sun's shining. The golden days ahead of us. And redemption's coming to this world. I remember one time I read a verse of Scripture and I almost shouted. I never have shouted, but I almost shouted. I read this verse. Though the earth be removed under my feet, I'll fear no evil. A man standing on the earth, and men slip out from him, and he says, let it slide. I don't need you. Listen, if you have Jesus Christ, you have all you need. If you're right with God, he'll take care of you. You'll be sensible and practical, and you won't be a radical. You'll have good common sense. The most sensible people I know are Christian people. The most intelligent people I've ever met in my life were people that knew Jesus Christ. The most unwise people I've ever known in my life are some people that talk so wise in this world and know so little. And man just keeps on trying to fix it, and he doesn't get it fixed until something happens to it again. And they talk about a long upward climb. Wait just a minute. Someday it'll not be so much an upward climb. It'll be the Lord Jesus Christ coming again, fixing things on this earth as he can fix them. He that made all things will make all things new, and things will be made over again. And it may be nearer than we think. Sometimes I have a feeling it's not very far away. He'll be back someday. That's all in the Bible. And you can't know the Bible without knowing this. He's coming back. He was here. He went away. He'll be back someday. I hope you're ready for him. Hope you're right with him. If you're right with him, you'll fix everything. A relative of mine said one time, he said, Bob, I don't know much about all that in the book of Revelation and other places. He said, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but he said, I'm going to be ready whatever happens. And the way to get ready whatever happens is to be right with Jesus Christ. If you are saved under the blood, trusting him and living for him, read your Bible, hold on to him, be good witnesses, and let your light shine. And you'll be ready whatever's coming. May God help us to be faithful. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy word, thy wonderful word. Help us to magnify it, for thou hast magnified it above thy name. Help us to hide in our heart. We've not sinned against thee. And keep us true in all things, we pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to The Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr. A man who went to his heavenly home after more than 70 years of influencing thousands with his compassion for souls and the Word of God. Christian young people who have character and want to grow more of it, who have surrendered to God's will and want to prepare themselves to do it, are attracted to Bob Jones University. If you want that too, contact Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Ask for a free personal opportunity profile. Listen next week at this time for another message from the Word of Truth, sponsored by Bob Jones University.